USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
British national Malik Faisal Akram, identified by the FBI today as the man who took hostages Saturday at a Texas synagogue before being shot dead. He released one of the hostages before an FBI SWAT team then stormed the building and rescued the other three. The suspect was heard ranting on a Facebook live stream of the services, demanding the release of a Pakistani neuroscientist who was convicted of trying to kill U.S. Army officers in Afghanistan. The tsunami threat around the Pacific from a huge undersea volcanic eruption beginning to recede today, but the massive ash cloud covering the tiny island nation of Tonga, preventing surveillance flights from New Zealand to assess the extent of damage. Satellite images showing a spectacular eruption. A dangerous winter storm combining high winds and ice is sweeping through parts of the U.S., knocking out power, coating roads with a treacherous, frigid glaze. You are listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Former President Trump taking the stage Saturday night in Arizona, going after the current administration for destroying the country.
They're wrecking and devastating people's lives, firing Americans from their jobs, forcing innocent children to grow up in masks, closing their schools, destroying education, crushing their development, demolishing their futures, locking people into their homes.
Thousands of supporters gathering Saturday for Trump's second rally in Arizona since leaving office. Christopher Miller, acting Secretary of Defense during the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol, met with the House committee investigating the attack, according to NBC News. The committee is issuing further subpoenas and requesting several Republican lawmakers voluntarily testify. Former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reportedly negotiating a plea deal in his corruption case, saying a person involved in the talks. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The CDC's mandatory COVID-19 safety rules for cruise ships have expired. Cruise ships no longer required to abide by those mandates that were issued last year, including protocols on vaccination testing and mask wearing. France's parliament approving a law Sunday that will exclude unvaccinated people from all restaurants, sports arenas, and other venues. More than 91% of French adults are fully vaccinated. Critics question whether this will make much of a difference. Celine Dion has announced the cancellation of the remaining 16 shows of her world tour due to ongoing health issues. Canadian says she's recovering from severe and persistent muscle spasms that are hindering her ability to perform. Last year, she had to postpone her Las Vegas residency as a result of spasms. Country music has lost another family member. Chris Barnes reports from the USA Radio News New England Bureau.
Many in the industry call him one of the greatest country songwriters ever. Grammy Award winning songwriter Dallas Frazier is dead at 82.
Hellfire.
In a career that spanned several decades, Frazier became well known for tunes like this, Elvira, recorded by the Oak Ridge Boys, There Goes My Everything, sung by Jack Green, and Beneath Still Waters by Emmylou Harris. Again, Dallas Frazier has died at 82.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.